From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Days after another mass shooting, the Republican-controlled House has agreed to increase money for the instant criminal background check system. NPR's S.V. Dante reports nearly 80 Republicans joined Democrats in the vote.
Proponents of gun control or even increased background checks for gun buyers have faced long odds in the Republican House in recent years. But the shooting spree near Santa Barbara over the weekend spurred Democrats to try again. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
As more details emerge about the Santa Barbara shooter, it's clear that we must keep guns away from those at risk, again, of hurting themselves or hurting others.
This time, Democrats have the support of the chairman of the committee that wrote the spending bill, Virginia Republican Frank Wolf, to add $20 million to the background check system. It passed the House by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. Espidate, NPR News, the Capitol.
According to the White House, President Obama is awaiting the results of a full investigation by the Department of Veterans Affairs before deciding who should be held accountable for major delays in treatment found at some VA facilities. Remarks made by White House Press Secretary Jay Carney amid widening calls for VA Secretary Eric Shinseki to step down. Carney would not say whether the White House still has full confidence in Shinseki. An interim report issued this week by the agency's internal watchdog group has found problems in the system nationwide. Health officials say they are still fighting to contain measles outbreaks in the U.S. As NPR's Richard Harris explains, nearly 300 cases have been reported this year alone.
People from Amish communities in Ohio traveled to the Philippines to do service projects, and they came back with highly contagious measles. That caused the biggest outbreak in the United States, with more than 130 people sick. Most were individuals who had never been vaccinated against the disease. The Ohio Department of Health says more than 8,000 people in Amish communities have lined up for vaccines to help stem the spread of this virus. And federal officials urge everyone traveling overseas to make sure they have been vaccinated against measles. There are 20 million cases of this disease annually worldwide. Every year, travelers bringing in the virus trigger small outbreaks in the U.S. The outbreaks this year are the biggest in about 20 years. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Even as more people were signing on the dotted line to buy a home last month, the housing market still appears to be having a somewhat rough spring. According to the National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, its seasonally adjusted home sales index was up 0.4% in April, so the index remains 9.2% below where it was for the same period last year. Analysts blame high mortgage interest rates and rising prices due to a smaller supply of homes on the market. Signed contracts in April rose in the Northeast and Midwest, but fell in the West and the South. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 scored its third record closing high in four sessions, up 10 points to end the session at 1920. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 65 points, closing at 16,698. The NASDAQ was up 22 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Discount carrier Southwest is agreeing to pay $200,000 to settle charges. It essentially advertised a fare on television that was too good to be true. Government says ads promising flights between Atlanta and New York and Chicago and Los Angeles for just $59 were deceptive and violated rules on airline advertising. Transportation Department says Southwest did not actually make any seats available at that price. Southwest blamed a flawed review of ad copy and says the ads were pulled once it realized it had made an error. Elections are over in Egypt, and unofficial results show ex-military chief Abdel Fattah Sisi has won by at least 93% of the votes. But as NPR's Leila Fadel reports, that international observers say the election wasn't fair.
Democracy International, a U.S.-based group that observed Egypt's presidential elections, issued a scathing statement calling on the government to end repression and support a more inclusive process. Eric Bjornland, the president of Democracy International, tells reporters.
The political environment that exists in Egypt at this time, the suppression of dissent and the lack of respect for basic freedoms have severely compromised the political environment and made a genuinely democratic presidential election impossible.
The group also questioned the independence of the Presidential Election Commission overseeing the vote. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
According to an environmental review of a proposal by a private contractor to set up a rocket launch site along the coast in southern Texas, such a facility would not likely jeopardize protected animal species. Federal Aviation Administration releasing its environmental impact assessment in response to a proposal by SpaceX to launch as many as 12 rockets a year from the site. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support.